We all know that Donald Trump is an authoritarian ignoramus who is only interested in himself. His policies are terrible and have already done great harm to our country and the world. His deregulations have helped polluters and criminals. His foreign policy has enabled dictators, including the Saudi government with its famine-inducing war in Yemen. We know all that. Yet that is not why the journalistic and political establishment is so mad at him. No, they are angry because his stupidity led him to speak a truth that the establishment has long sought to hide from our fellow citizens. That truth is that the so-called values of American democracy must, yes, must, be sacrificed whenever American national and economic interests are at stake. What did Trump say about the Saudi prince's direction of the assassination of Khashoggi? He said, in effect, that the amount of money Saudi Arabia spends in the U.S. is too important to let the murder of a journalist, even a journalist who was a permanent resident of the U.S. with American children, damage the U.S. alliance with Saudi Arabia. The screaming headlines and hand-wringing condemnations are almost laughable. Quote, "No American president has ever said anything like this," appears to be the major complaint. "Our values are for sale," complains one pundit. Note, this condemnation is virtually unanimous. Memo to the chattering classes. What Trump said in his crude, unfiltered statement is true. Woodrow Wilson argued that the U.S. had to fight World War I to make the world safe for democracy. This is the same Woodrow Wilson who sent American troops to occupy Veracruz in Mexico in 1914, who sent American troops to intervene in Russia after the Communist Revolution. In the 1930s, FDR promised the Saudi government that if they kept the oil flowing, the U.S. would always be there to support them. Donald Trump is the successor of a long line of presidents who have given the Saudi regime a blank check to do anything they wanted to stay in power, so long as the oil kept flowing. The U.S. CIA helped overthrow the democratically elected government of Iran in 1953, after it moved to nationalize the oil companies. Ditto in 1954 in Guatemala, when the government moved to nationalize some of the United Fruit Company's land. Regimes that we helped install in Central America went on to commit numerous atrocities against their own people. Donald Trump may be stupid and ignorant of a lot of history, but he knows this stuff. The cardinal sin he committed in the eyes of the talking heads and politicians who are wringing their hands over his crass statement is he has dispensed with the fig leaf our leaders have used to cover up decades of the real goals of American foreign policy. In the second decade of the 20th century, our so-called national interest called for punishing Mexican revolutionaries or trying to prevent Russian revolutionaries from consolidating power. Between 1945 and 1975, the goal was stopping nationalist communists from coming to power in Vietnam. American leaders have always presented such interventions as arising from the purest of motives, our great national commitment to democracy and freedom. But all imperial powers have such rationalizations for their policies. Donald Trump has dispensed with the rationalization and cut to the chase. It is all about money and power. Our so-called ideals can be forgotten if something more important, oil, other investments, geostrategic advantages, is at stake. The only way to really oppose Trump is to give up on the idea of an American empire altogether and decide once for all that what happens in other countries is their business, not ours.